We're doing the book of Tehillim, the 30th chapter. Being that we have a bunch of new faces here, so we'll introduce a little bit of what we're doing here. Tehillim, we usually say, was composed by David HaMelech, King David. In truth, Tehillim was composed by 10 people. Rashi, the first Rashi in Tehillim, quotes the Chazal, then enumerates the 10 people. And you don't really need Chazal for that. You don't need our sages to teach us that. You look through Tehillim, different chapters begin with different introductions. This is a prayer of Moshe, it says. This is a prayer composed by Heman, Yedutun, many different people. So, what? B'nai Korach, right? Korach's children are three of the composers. So, we have 10 composers of the works in Tehillim, which is why, even though some archaeologists like to question Tehillim, they say, you know, we found old manuscripts before the time of Tehillim that have verses from Tehillim, and the answer is right. We have on tradition some of it was composed by Adam. Adam Arishon composed parts of Tehillim. So that doesn't bother us that you'll find predated texts that have parts of Tehillim. Long before the archaeologists discovered that, Chazal told us parts of Tehillim were composed by Adam Arishon, Adam. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, that was composed by Adam. So when we read Tehillim, we have to know that Tehillim is a work that expresses our needs, our desires. It expresses prayers for times of joy, prayers for times of danger, times of sorrow. David HaMelech put together Tehillim. Tehillim is unique in that the division of chapters of Tehillim is a division that we have on tradition. Throughout Tanakh, the division of chapters was a Christian monk divided Tanakh into chapters. In Tehillim, we have a tradition as to how it's supposed to be divided, and he went along with our tradition. So the chapters of Tehillim happen to be chapters according to our tradition. You'll notice in the other classes, I try to end the learning where, according to our tradition, the topic ends. I don't go by chapters purposely. I purposely learn in accordance with the subject matter, not the Christian division of chapters. That's why you'll see in our classes on Iyov, it's a little bit more accurate, the division into chapters, because he really started the chapters with the different speeches. When Iyov spoke, it's a new chapter. When his friend spoke, it's a new chapter. But sometimes he divided speeches into separate chapters, and there I don't take any heed as to the chapters, because that's not our tradition. The Chafetz Chaim, you'll notice that when the Chafetz Chaim quotes from the Torah, he will always say, in the beginning of this parsha, in Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, he never quotes chapter. The editors put in the chapter in the verse. And you see the Chafetz Chaim made a point of not quoting the chapter. That's not our tradition, that division. In Tehillim, we do have this tradition. We do have this division. The chapters is in line with our tradition, it would seem. Now, Tehillim is Kesuvim. We know that we have Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim. The Torah, the prophets, and then the writings. The writings, the Kesuvim, were also written by prophets, but it's a different level of prophecy. So David HaMelech wrote the works of Tehillim with Ruach HaKodesh, as opposed to Nevuah. There are levels within prophecy, and Kesuvim are on a different level of prophecy. That's why if we have a book of Torah, we have a book of Navi, we have a book of Kesuvim, we put the Navi on top of the Kesuvim. In Torah Shabbat, if we have a bunch of books, we have a Mishnah and a Gemara and Rishonim, so you could put one on top of the other. It doesn't matter, it's all the same level of holiness. When it comes to Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim, there we say the Torah is the highest level of prophecy. It has the most holiness. That goes on top of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im on top of the Kesuvim. And all three go on top of all Torah Shabbat. So we're learning Tehillim now, and we're up to the 30th chapter. And the 30th chapter is introduced, Mizmo Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid, the song that David composed for the inauguration of the house, which is a reference to the temple. Previous years, the guys asked me to read the Tehillim with the tune of the laning. Tehillim, Mishlei, and Iyov are three works in Tanakh that have their own tune. And that tune is referred to as Ta'amei Emet. Emet is an acronym for Iyov Mishlei Teilim. And being that they have their own tune, the guys like that I read it with the tune because it helps understand it. And the truth is that there are very few people in the world that know the tune, Tamei Emet. It took me 10 years to find a place to learn it. I was searching. So I put it online. You could go to torahforme.org and you could download many of the chapters of Tehillim and Iyov and Mishlei. And then you could listen to it and learn it. The trap I never put up there, just the trap. It's a little bit complex because you need an explanation. What's the difference between two trap that seem the same? Meaning a revia can sometimes go revia, and sometimes it could go revia. Totally different. It depends on which trap it precedes. It requires a whole class, which if you guys want, maybe during the break we could do a class like that. But at any rate, so I read the pasuk with the tamin, and then we explain. So we're beginning Tehillim, the 30th chapter. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid. Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid. Okay, this is a song about the inauguration of the temple. David HaMelech wanted to build the Beit HaMikdash himself, and Hashem told him that he won't be able to. Initially Hashem told him he would, and then Hashem said, actually, you've spilt a lot of blood, the Beit HaMikdash represents peace, you won't be able to, but your son Shlomo will. And
Hashem actually told him, like, first that he could?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Natan the prophet who made the...
Natan told him, right. Natan told him he could, and it would seem from the verses that it was God who had said it. And then Hashem said, go tell him not to do it. And David HaMelech, when he was precluded from building the temple, so he was teased about it. Now you guys remember we did this last week? Now you remember. Okay, so should we go on to the 31st chapter? Okay, we'll finish and we'll do the 30th. Okay. People would tease David because they'd say the reason you're not building it is because of your sin with Bathsheba. David HaMelech nonetheless composed this song for the inauguration. Aromimcha Adonai ki dilitani velo simachta oyevai li. I exalt you, Hashem, because you uplifted me. Dilitani is like dalo. You pick up a dli, a pitcher, something that you draw up from the well. Lidlot is to uplift. David HaMelech says, I praise you, Hashem, for you uplifted me and you did not let my enemies rejoice over me. Yes, I fell. Yes, I sinned. But I also did tshuva. And you allowed my son Shlomo to be the one to build the temple. Who is Shlomo? Shlomo is the son, the second son that came from Bathsheba. And this was a sign that God really had forgiven him, that God now did approve of this marriage. Adonai Elohai, Shivati Eilecha, Vatirpa'eni. Hashem, my God, I called out to you and you healed me. What does it mean, you healed me? I was ill. I had sinned. I had done something terribly wrong. And you, Hashem, you healed me from my sin. You forgave me. Adonai, He'elita min she'ol nafshi, chiyitani miyaredivor. Hashem, you raised my soul from perdition. You saved me from reaching perdition. Technically, when I sinned, that's where I was headed. And you accepted my tshuva. And therefore, you gave me life from delving down into the pit, which is a reference also to the pit is sometimes a reference to the grave, or here it's a reference to perdition. Zameru l'Adonai chasidav vehodu lezecher kodsho. Sing to Hashem, those that are His pious ones, when you see how great His kindness is, that He's willing to forgive a person for such a grave sin, and give thanks to the memory of His holiness, lezecher kodsho. And here we have a concept which we see often in Tehillim, that we distance ourselves from God. It's as though I can't give praise to Him directly, I can't give praise to His holiness, I give praise to the memory of His holiness. Kirega de apo chayim birtzono. For his anger is but a fleeting moment. When a person sins, there is anger, but when he does tshuva, he could have the rest of his life on good terms with Hashem. Kirega de apo. God's anger is but a moment. Chayim, but the rest of life, when a person does tshuva, the rest of life can be birtzono, when he's in good favor with Hashem. Ba'erev yalin dechi velaboker rina. A person goes to sleep at night. The way of the world is when a person errs, when he sins, so at night he goes weeping. But in the morning, when he does tshuva, so he can awaken with rejuvenation, with song. And this is an important concept in life. Ba'erev yalin dechi velaboker rina. A person has to approach each morning with renewed spirit. So yesterday I was crying. There was once a guy dating a girl, and they were holding almost by engagement. And then he told her, "I don't think we match." So she said to him, how will I live the rest of my life?" So he said to her, "Tonight it seems like it's all over. Ba'erev yalin bechi. Tonight you're going to sleep weeping. But I wish you that by the morning you'll awaken with a renewed spirit and you'll recognize there are other guys out there. I'm not the only guy. We thought it matched. I'm telling you, we don't match." So the truth is that this is a concept in life. We have to know that often in life we go to sleep asking ourselves, "How am I going to make it to tomorrow?" And when we awaken, we should awaken with renewed spirit. Va'ani amalti v'shalvi balemot le'olam. And when everything was comfortable, I thought I'd never fall. When I was okay, I thought I'll always be okay. But the truth is that I fell. And this is the way most of us go. When things are comfortable, we say the 15 blessings in the morning speedily. We don't take time to say, "Thank you, Hashem, that I have sight." Our sages instituted a blessing over that. When does a person think, "It's great, I can see"? Then suddenly his vision turns blurry and the doctor says, "We're not sure if it's a cataract, we're not sure." Suddenly when he says, "Pokeach Ivrim," has different meaning. A person can walk. So long as he can walk, he's fine. He never thinks of it. Chazal said, think of it every morning. We should say, "Matir Asurim." Thank you, Hashem. You allowed me to get up and walk this morning. So we have 15 blessings in the morning giving thanks. Most people zoom through them. We shouldn't. We should pause and think about them. David HaMelech says, "Va'ani amalti v'shalvi," and I said, when everything was comfortable, when I was in tranquility, I said, "Balemot lo'olam, I'm never going to fall." Adonai birtzonecha he'emata leharioz hisdarta fanecha hayiti nival. Hashem, now I recognize that when things were going good, it wasn't because I'm so perfect. It was birtzonecha, Hashem, when you have favor for a person, when you're happy with the way a person's leading his life, he'emata lehariri, you're the one that made my mountain stand. You're the one that gave me the strength. He'emata lehariri oz. Histalta fanecha, and if for a moment you hid your face from me because I've sinned, hayiti nival, suddenly I was so scared, I knew that everything could collapse. When things are going good, we think, "Yeah, I'm a successful king, I've done so much good work, obviously I'm succeeding." David HaMelech says, then I came to the realization, it's only because I found favor before you, birtzonecha, it's with your goodwill, he'emata, that you made my mountain, my strength stand. Histalta fanecha, when for a fleeting moment you hid your face, hayiti nival, I was completely scared. Eilecha Adonai ekra vel Adonai etchanan. And so it is to you, Hashem, I call. It is to you, Hashem, I plead. Ma betza bedami deriditi el shachat. What value is there with spilling my blood, with my going down to perdition, to the grave? Hayodecha afar, hayagid amitecha. Can earth give thanks before you? Can earth declare the truth that you are Hashem? What value will there be if I'm brought down to earth, if I'm brought down to the grave because I've sinned? Shema Adonai vechoneni Adonai heye ozer li. Hear Hashem, hear my prayer and have compassion over me. Hashem, please be at my side, be at my assistance. Forgive me, I've done wrong, but I have a future. I have a future of praise before you. Hafachta mispedi lemachol li. In the past, you've always taken situations where I was on the verge of a eulogy, on the verge of great sadness, and many times you changed an imminent catastrophe into a great source of rejoicing. Hafachta mispedi, you overturned my time of sorrow, my time of eulogy, lemacholi, to a time of giving song, giving dance, giving praise. Pitachta sakihi vateazereini simcha. You're the one that you untied the sack that I was bound in, and you wrapped me with joy. Vateazereini really means like you tied the sash around me, like we say in the morning. Ozer Yisrael b'gvura, Hashem girdles us with a sash of might, of strength. So vatazreini is like you wrapped me with a sash of happiness. Lema'an yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom Adonai Elohai le'olam odeka. Lema'an yizamercha kavod, for this my honor gives song before you. What's my honor? The kavod is a reference to the neshama. That's the honor of the body. We have a corporal body. We have a body like animals. What's the difference between us and animals? The neshama. So the neshama is often called kavod. Hashem, you saved me, and so my kavod, my honor, my neshama gives song before you, and it will not be silenced. Ve'lo yidom. Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, you continuously save me, even when I've erred. You help me overcome it. Lo'olam odeka, so I will thank you for eternity. So what did David HaMelech tell us in this chapter? He said, this is the chapter about the building of the temple. And I give praise to you, Hashem. When I called out to you, you healed me. You allowed me to overcome my faults, my sins. I was on the verge of going down to the grave. I could have gone down to perdition. And no, you were willing to accept my repentance, my tshuva. So all that are pious should give praise before Hashem and thanks. Because even though he might be angry for a moment, David HaMelech did lose a child over this sin. There is a moment of anger. He was heavily punished for this sin. But nonetheless, he says the rest of life is in goodwill before Hashem if one does tshuva. Even though he might go to sleep weeping, he can wake up rejoicing. And over here, we have to say it doesn't mean one night. We know that David spent 7 days weeping over the child, praying he shouldn't die. We know that David had numerous sleepless nights. He was chased out of his kingdom. His son rebelled. He lost Avshalom over this. He lost a lot over this sin. But he means it's but a fleeting moment. The punishment, when compared to the the rest of life, where one lives biltzono, in goodwill with Hashem. And this Hashem, this David says, brought me to the recognition, even though I was confident that I have the power, I have a strength in my kingdom, I know now that it's all because of your goodwill. And if you hide your face, then nothing lasts. So I call out to you, Hashem, and I say, don't let me fall. It's not worth it. If I'll be dust, what can I do? Accept my prayer, just as in the past you've overturned my weeping to happiness. So to continue to do that, Hashem, so I can continue praising you. And here, now we have to ask ourselves, what's the connection between all of this to the beginning? Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid. So what was the temple all about? The temple was about reconnecting with Hashem. The temple was about when a person sins, he brings a sacrifice. The temple was about the Torah connection between us and Hashem. So it would seem that David HaMelech is stressing that we should recognize the potential of the Beit HaMikdash to keep us connected to Hashem. Just like David was connected and Hashem accepted his tshuva before the temple had greater potential for that connection. Any questions? Okay.